Hi guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast, the show dedicated to transforming your life. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Helen, and we're excited to bring you the best information on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and health. Let's get on with the show.
What's up guys, Coach Steve here, and welcome to the Challenge Podcast. In this episode, we're continuing the Meet the Challenger series, and today I have with me Dwayne Brez, who took out the first runner-up position in the May-September Challenge. So Dwayne, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Coach Steve. How are you going?
Yeah, really well. How are you today?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate.
Mate, I want to say thank you for donating your time to being part of this podcast. And I must say, I feel like I am constantly chatting with you online in our Facebook group and commenting on your videos, but I've never spoken to you on the phone like this. It's an interesting dynamic here.
Yeah, it's quite exciting. I think I got a lot of tips and stuff from you throughout the challenge, so it's good to have a positive chat for once and not getting critiqued, I guess.
Mate, look, I know a lot about you, but I'm sure some of the people listening are not sure who you are other than the person who came runner-up in the Max's Challenge. Would you like to start by giving us a little introduction about, you know, who Dwayne is, like what a normal day looks like for you?
Yeah, so as you said, my name is Dwayne De Vries. That chunky surname comes from my background. I moved here when I was 20 from South Africa. On a day-to-day basis, I'm a police officer. I've been a police officer for about 10 years. It's a challenge. Most regular day for me, we get up at 4 a.m., go to training, start work around 6 a.m., and I usually finish around 4 or 5 p.m. And then on some days, you know, permitting how my body feels, I'll try and do some cardio and things like that.
Mate, that sounds like a big day. So you're saying you went and trained at 4 a.m. and then went to work all day, and then sometimes you'd go back to the gym?
Yeah, I guess I did that, like go back to the gym to distract myself sometimes. I have a lot of mates and friends, you know, and there's a lot of temptation, I guess we'll get into a bit later.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a distraction. And the 4 a.m. thing, I just offset it by I just started going to bed earlier. Like some nights I go to bed at 8:30 or 9 o'clock, so I'll still get my 7 hours sleep. And it wasn't actually too bad after I've done that for a week or two.
Yeah, okay. So it took you about 2 weeks or so to transition your sleeping patterns so that you could wake up early?
Yes, about 2 weeks, I'd say.
Yeah. You know, I guess a lot of people, their first objection to, you know, trying to transform or change your behavior is, you know, I don't have time. That's a common one that comes up a lot in the world of fitness and health. So, you know, it's interesting to know that, you know, you can change your sleeping behaviors in just a couple of weeks and go to bed a little bit earlier, wake up a little bit earlier, and, you know, go to the gym at 4 a.m. before you go to work at 6. That's really cool to hear. Dwayne, let's jump right into it, mate. This was your very first challenge, is that right?
Yeah, it's my first challenge. I did the Get Lean and Rip Advanced challenge through the Platinum option.
Okay. Well, tell me first, why did you first decide to start the challenge? Like what made you, you know, choose to begin the challenge?
Well, the biggest motivating factor was I'm getting married this November and I just wanted to get in shape, really. I used to play a lot of sport, and since I stopped, I guess I just stopped training completely as there was no goals or like any motivation to train for.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just wanted to make some lifestyle changes. My job can be quite stressful. I guess I just fell into bad habits and I just wanted to improve myself and, you know, challenge myself, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I think getting married in a couple of months is a pretty big motivator to, you know, transform your body, hey?
Oh, yeah. My missus is quite a good sort, so I constantly get told, you know, that I'm batting above my average and, you know, that I'm a very lucky bloke, and, which I am. But no, it was good to do the challenge, you know, just get up on a few of my mates that always heckle me.
Mate, congratulations for getting married this coming November. For some people who are listening who are unsure of what the Platinum program is, Dwayne, would you like to talk about your experiences with the Platinum program and how you found the whole experience of the Platinum program?
Yeah, to be honest, like I probably had the same reservations as a lot of people that look at the Platinum challenge and maybe the cost associated with it. But I really, once I read the description of it and, you know, that you get a detailed training program and, you know, your weekly check-in and feedback, I mean, it's probably a week or two in once it really started, the benefits of it paid off for me. You know, you coaches like yourself, you know, Helen and Coach JD picked up on a lot of my errors and stuff I was making with general lifting and gym stuff. And I think that's where I got a big benefit from it, because I completely rehauled and you guys re-engineered the way I lifted, how I trained, you know, things as simple as not wearing shoes. And that's when it really started paying off for me. I guess I'm quite well set I'm strong-minded. So you get the weekly phone calls. I didn't always make the weekly phone calls because it's like you said before, you always feels like you're chatting on Facebook, giving me updates. So it's like you're always almost having phone conversations. So I guess you kind of buy into that, you know, people with the same mindset and the platinum as well, where you can get a little bit of extra help and motivation as well, which I found quite beneficial.
Awesome. Dwayne, tell me what has been your biggest challenge over the past 12 weeks with the challenge?
By far, just establishing good discipline. As I've mentioned to you in previous conversations, my mates made it real difficult for me. And I think that's just the general society thing where people want you to fail in any kind of challenge you take on because they might not be doing it. So I guess the easy option is for people to always doubt you or make it hard for you. Like for them, it was sometimes maybe even buying beers at social events or going away and putting them in front of me and really testing my character and, you know, my discipline. Like they want me there for the event, but then, you know, obviously they get a bit more tipsy, they can make it harder for you. So I guess it was just building discipline week by week. And as you go on, you know, you make changes, you know, your body changes, you know, your mind changes. Like it becomes a bit easier. But I guess that was one of the hardest things for me. And initially the changing, as I said, changing my sleep routine and getting up earlier because often I could do some overtime and I also do night shifts and shift work. It was just rehauling, you know, the way I slept and stuff. But yeah, definitely my mates was the hardest thing about the challenge.
Yeah, sometimes your mates can be the cruelest people, hey? The weird thing within the Australian culture, right? Now, there might be some people listening to this who do have some like close mates who, you know, end up roasting them or, you know, giving them crap for trying to change their behaviors. You know, do you have any advice for people who might be going through a similar situation like you went through?
Well, I guess it's just at the end of the day, it's when you finish the 12 weeks, you get all the roasting rights, I guess. And you get to give it back a bit. And I just heard you on Facebook as well, you know, challenging people. Like you said, your girlfriend's going to do it, some of your family members. And I'm in that same position now where I've got this, you know, before and after photo and this big change I've made and people can pick up, I'm more positive, you know, my mindset's changed. So I guess, you know, people should just look at the outcome at the end, like the long-term focus and not think, get narrow-minded because it can be easy and people will make it hard for you, but just think of the end result and follow the program because, as I said, I've got all the bragging rights now. Now I can challenge them and I think a few will sign up probably for the January challenge because I've caught them off guard a bit, so they could need some time to process.
Amazing, amazing. Now, I've seen a lot of your videos online. You know, you're starting to lift some pretty big numbers. Tell me, what has been some of your biggest wins over the past 12 weeks, other than, of course, you know, winning or taking out second place in the Max's Challenge?
Well, definitely, I lifted some personal best and all of like my major, like compound lifts. I started off, you know, deadlifting around 120, I think 130 kilograms, and I ended around 180 kilograms, but weighing 20 kilograms less. So just little things like that. The same with my bench press, the squat, there's improvements everywhere. But I guess the biggest win for me is just on a day-to-day basis, I feel more positive, I feel healthier. During my day-to-day job, like we carry a lot of weight around our waist and over a 10-year period, your core strength starts going away from you. You get lower back soreness, like which most people get anyway from, you know, sitting down doing desk jobs. So it's just getting my mobility back, losing 21 kilograms. It's really improved my core strength, the program, and it took a lot of pressure away from my lower back. So my mobility is just fantastic at the moment.
Can I ask how heavy the belt is that you wear at work?
Anywhere around 10 kilograms. Just depends on, you know, what other additional things you put on there. But I think it's not just the carrying of the belt. It's the way you sit in the cars with the belts and stuff. You're always shifting. So I tend to get a bit of problems with my hips where my hips are out, can get out because you're always sitting over with the batten sticking you, you know, in the back fat that I used to have. You're not sitting, you know, properly in your chair or just in the car or you do patrolling or whatever you're doing. So that 10 kilos can be quite uncomfortable, I guess, over, you know, 10, 20-year period for some people.
Mm. Tell me, what is it like when you're holding that belt and it weighs 10 kilos and you've lost close to 20 kilos in the past 12 weeks? So what's it like feeling and holding that belt and being like, wow, I've lost two of these belts over 12 weeks?
Yeah, I haven't really thought about that, but that's quite scary, actually.
Mm.
Yeah, because that's a lot of weight. And I guess it was never really my focus to lose that much weight. I would have been happy to lose 10 kilograms just for the wedding, as I said. But and I ate all the calories. I think I was eating around 2,500 calories for like 8 weeks. And I still kept losing weight and just followed the program. So I guess if I think of the two belts now, it's quite considerable. And I am very proud of myself. I feel really good.
Amazing. Well, mate, we're recording this just a few days after you found out that you took out second place in the Max's Challenge. Tell me, how have you been feeling over the past couple of days since you found out that news?
Oh, I felt really good. I celebrated with family and friends. I took the whole weekend off just to catch up with some of my mates and family and stuff, you know, give them a bit of time to have a beer with them as well and heckle them back. But yeah, it's been surreal, really. I was over the moon and stoked to make the top 10, you know, and quite shocked because some people missed out as well. Some of the mates I made during the challenge. So to get the second spot, it's just unbelievable and it's quite humbling.
Amazing, mate. I must say that you've definitely earned it. Your transformation is amazing and you're putting me to shame. And maybe that's one reason why I had to jump on board on the September challenge, hey?
Oh, wow. I'm quite exciting to see how you go. I think you're going to kill it.
Look, it's going to be exciting times. I think I'm going to be spending more time trying to get everybody else who I said was going to do it with me to do it. But that's a different story for another podcast. Now, yeah. Listen, now that you've taken out second place in the challenge, you know, what's next for Dwayne? What's your long-term goal, like, you know, after the wedding?
Well, first, like, well, I guess to go back a bit as well, one of the other biggest wins I just thought about was just, especially through the Max's Challenge community and the Facebook group, I've met a lot of like-minded people now. I guess people that were in similar positions to me prior to the challenge, you know, like similar age, you know, people also doing the challenge, you know, having the same life struggle. So I guess I've met a lot of like-minded people now. You know, I'd like to give a shout out to guys like, you know, Big Chris Titan, Ben Lavender, Ben Fitz, Peter Jones, Luke Morris, Dennis Horton. You know, I chat with these guys regularly and they help me now with little things, you know, exercises, their experience. So I guess going forward, using guys like them that are like-minded, I just like to find a good balance between fitness and lifestyle because I guess that's everybody's ultimate goal is, you know, where you can find that good balance. And I guess now that I've started enjoying training more, I can just incorporate it into my daily or weekly schedule. So if I know I've got a function coming up or, you know, a dinner date, you know, with the missus and some friends, I can just do a bit more cardio or just, you know, work those calories off before or after instead of, you know, worrying about it or, you know, letting one bad day define me. I'll just have six other good days and just kind of keep that mindset going forward.
Yeah. That sounds awesome. Now, some of these guys that you mentioned, were you chatting with them throughout the challenge or was it closer to the end of the challenge?
Some of them I was chatting throughout the challenge and then some of them I more started chatting towards the end of the challenge. Mm. But yeah, I guess you just, you know, at different stages, like if you're not afraid to post some videos, you know, ask questions and stuff, you're going to meet like-minded people eventually, which I found very encouraging.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting observation that a lot of the guys that you mentioned made it to the top 10 or, you know, just off the edge of the top 10 as well. So I think that really highlights the importance of a community of like-minded people because, you know, if you guys were all chained together at week six, I'm sure that all of you pushed each other to work so much harder. And that may be one reason why you took out such a high spot in the challenge. And a lot of these other guys took out, you know, top 10 in another high achievement in the challenge as well. So I guess the point I'm trying to make is if you're listening to this and you know you want to join into the challenge and you want to do a good job in the challenge, I'd highly invite you to engage in the community, meet some like-minded people because I'm sure you guys will support each other to push yourselves into the top 10 and really transform your body. Now, Dwayne, going back to that question, you know, where to next? You know, do you have a long-term goal?
I don't really have a long-term goal at this stage. I guess it's just, you know, I'm just looking forward to getting married. I might jump into the January challenge. I think it would have just been too hard for me to commit to this challenge, you know, with all the wedding preparation and stuff coming up. So I'd probably jump into the January challenge and try and build size because I've stripped right down. So I'd like to use that foundation and build some size come January. But at this stage, I'm looking very forward to taking on the role as an ambassador for this next challenge. You know, maybe like all the emotions I experienced over the last week, you know, if I can help someone only a tiny bit to experience any of this emotion or, you know, the success I've had with this challenge, like I'd be happy to give something back, you know?
That's beautiful. Well, I'm excited for you to jump on board as an ambassador for the September challenge. I really think that you can help a lot of people in, you know, transforming their mind, transforming their body, changing their behaviors and, you know, getting an amazing result just like you have.
Thanks, son.
In general, do you have any advice that you'd give to someone who's listening to this who might be thinking about joining the challenge or who are currently doing the challenge or, you know, are generally interested in their fitness and health? You know, do you have any general advice for people?
As cliche as it might sound, Steve, I'd just say follow the process. Like I followed the training and nutrition plan almost 99%. you know, was it here and there for a slip up, or I've had one beer and Helen got on my back, I would just say stick to the process. And I think it's very important as well to set yourself weekly or daily goals, however small or big they might be. And then once you reach those goals, to reflect on it and, you know, set another one, move on, but celebrate it and be proud of yourself, because I guess it is called a challenge for a reason. For me, it was something as small as, you know, measuring my increases every week and lifting and seeing some of the centimeters disappear off me. Like, it just encouraged me to set further goals. And as I mentioned before as well, don't be afraid to lean on people in the challenge support group. You'd be quite surprised how helpful people can be. A lot of times people are going through the exact same struggles as you, you know, around week 6 to 8, sometimes it can get a bit hard. And, you know, just speak to people. Don't be afraid to lean on people. And other thing as well that I discussed with my missus the other day, if you hit a hurdle or you have a bad day, don't give up. Basically, like, don't let the one day define you. Like, move forward and let all the other days in that week, you know, really sculpt your mindset and the way you move forward. Because I think it can be so easy, you know, once you hit a hurdle, to just go, oh, you know, stuff this, I kind of give up. Like, really, really try and move forward and just, you know, view the 12 weeks as it is, and that it is a challenge, and try and move towards that challenge. And my last tip would be, if your body's really on edge and very sore, get yourself a massage, because I think this has got me through the last few weeks.
Give yourself a massage. I'm all for servicing the body, and that's awesome advice. Dwayne, let's wrap it up there, mate. Thank you so much for donating your time. It's been great to hear your story, and it's been amazing to hear some of the advice you're giving to other people in terms of leaning on others, reaching out for help, and, you know, looking after your body. And basically, you know, commit to the program. And, you know, we loved having you in the challenge, and I'm glad that you've got such an amazing result. And yeah, once again, I'm looking forward to seeing you as an ambassador in September, and hopefully seeing you in January as another challenger. And maybe you'll even take out first place in January, which is exciting to see.
Thanks, mate. Good luck to you as well for this challenge. And congratulations to all the other challengers that completed the 12 weeks. You should be very proud of yourself.
Thank you, Dwayne. Thank you so much. Have a great day, and we'll chat to you next time.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.